your hands up. Get your hands up.
It's not safe
for your boyfriend.
What's up?
Howdy, girlies. What is up?
We're getting so good at our harmonies. Don't make me sing this morning. My voice is singing.
Don't make me sing.
I just ordered a coffee, and I was, when he came to the window, he said, "Hi, how's it going?" And I went, "Hi!" Like, it, like, squeaked out. I was like, "Oh!" I was like, "I haven't really spoken to anybody yet."
Yeah, I had the same thing. At my coffee shop, I was like, "Oh,
frog in my throat."
Excuse me, you're my first connection today. Congratulations.
Congratulations, you have a new ping.
Okay,
my dating app culture is
blurred into reality.
One of our friends boldly asked me, "Do you think that dating is making you more tired or feel depleted?" I said, "No, that's when I feel the most alive."
No, it's just the dates are getting me through.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't get rid of the dates. Like, the dates are kind of all I have.
They're the only extracurriculars I can fit in.
That's what I was saying. I was like, that's the only thing. It's like, I have like one or two drinks. Like, you barely drink on them. You make out. Like, I don't like them, but, or I like them enough. You know, they're good guys, but they're just not for me. But I was like, no, but you're looking in the wrong places, sweetie.
You're like, I have a list of things that make me depleted. And
yeah,
you're
and you're at
it.
The top. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's not true. But it is a funny response. And it is funny to say now.
But it's funny. It's good writing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are recording this on Oscar Sunday. So if anything crazy happens. We haven't seen the Oscars. We're from the past.
So much happens on Sundays. And I'm always like, shoot.
I was like watching a compilation of, you know, all the Oscars. It's like the craziest
moms,
stuff.
The,
the craziest stuff do be happening on the Oscars.
Yeah, 1 year ago, the slap.
I mean, it is crazy.
I hope someone gets slapped again. I can't believe how upset people were about that.
I actually am. I re-got upset. I am fully.
I thought you were going to say you were embarrassed about how upset you were.
No, I re-got upset.
Oh, my God.
I re-got upset. I cannot believe Will Smith, the gall, me talking about the slap.
I loved it.
I think more
slaps should happen. I think it's great.
Because it was very Bravo.
And
Bravo,
if someone's talking shit about my wife in front of hundreds of people, my husband better look alive. And he won right after. Historic. Unbelievable. Never been done before.
I'm
not afraid to reference.
I'm a protector of my family. Not afraid to reference. And then, of course, you know, obviously brought up every day of everyone's lives, the Adele Dazeem. Wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. Everyone on TikTok is like, that really is crazy. It's like, yeah, we know.
The winning, the miss up, the
mess
up.
The La La Land.
The La La Land Moonlight.
That was so crazy. They're like, this is not a joke. This is not a joke.
And the old people, not old people, the like famous actress.
They were old.
And the old guy
that.
Presenting.
It was,
it's like, it's so not
confused.
Their fault. They had such fear on their faces, which
they were
is so funny in retrospect. I mean, I hope that didn't take any time.
That would
their
be
lives,
me. But. That would be me presenting. I would be like, because I feel like they knew it.
They, yeah.
As soon as they said it.
Like,
but then
that
they
couldn't
didn't
have been
say
it.
Anything. And they let them come off.
Oh God.
We love the human condition. Everyone's flawed.
Yeah, it's like, let's do something weird.
Let's do something. Let's get everyone in a group as fancy as can be and watch people fumble around.
God, and they make them suffer in those outfits with no food and for hours. Did you see yesterday the power went out on the whole block?
No. Yeah. In LA?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whatever
that's
that,
so...
what's it called? But the is that the Dolby Theater or whatever?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Because they were like
stupid.
Doing like test runs.
Yeah. I mean, it's like hundreds and hundreds of crew people setting up like a whole production, you know. I need the red carpet to spice it back up. That's not a hot take. Everyone said it, but it's like they couldn't be any more boring these days.
Oh,
how could they top last year, though? It was just so thrilling.
It is so crazy.
I loved it.
I know. I can't wait. So maybe we can make a prediction, like, so what's going to happen?
I hope Everything
crazy.
Everywhere wins everything.
I still haven't seen it. Maybe I should watch it today.
You didn't watch it?
No. It always feels like it's, like, the wrong time, and I don't want to watch it on my fucking laptop.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You know?
Even on this TV, it's like really, I want to go to the theater. Yeah.
Our good friend Tossie, yes, has her art opening tonight.
Yes, her art show is opening on the Lower East Side.
A good time.
Everyone who's in New York should go see it. It's beautiful. I love her work. We talked about it here on this podcast.
We very much did.
A good time. March 12th through the 18th at All Street, New York, NYC.
Shall we be cheeky?
What I was going to say, also in addition to the slap situation.
Oh, please.
In regards, I should say. I was just watching some of the most recent season of Jersey Shore Family Reunion. I'm getting caught up. And because there's a reunion, which is crazy. There's never a reunion. So I was like, wait, what's going on? And I'm in the middle of Angelina's full breakdown in the middle of the Hard Rock in San Diego. And so it's all fascinating, you know. But Angelina, there's this whole dispute. Vinny lost the bet. And he had to post on his Instagram story that a picture of him and Angelina, like, I love this girl, like, an appreciation post for her.
And I love this woman right here.
And he was trying to weasel out of it because you know Vinny. And
yes, I do. Better than anyone.
A little pussy. A pussy.
A little pussy.
And he posted it. It's like instantly viral. Angelina runs to the confessional room. She's doing her confessional. And she's like, sing. And she's like, suck on that. Her and Snooki had been chugging wine. Like, they're so blacked out. And I guess that was the night before. But whatever. They've been so drunk all day. And then while she's in the confessional room, he posts just a black screen and JK in the corner, very small. Okay, so this enrages her, obviously, because he takes back on JK. The bet. But really, they need to get together. I am team Vinny Angelina.
Vangelina.
Yeah, exactly. Vagelina. Yeah, wow, we're on one.
Vangeliniana.
Vagelinita. And so that enrages her. She runs out of the confessional room, but he had his ear pressed against the door listening. He was like, what's she saying in here? And he's listening. And so he steps back. She reaches back into the confessional room, grabs a water bottle, and throws it on him. And then, here's the thing. The couch where Vinny's sitting, he's on this corner, of course. But then Polly's in the middle, and then Nikki, you'll remember,
yeah,
from
Double
Shot of Love. But that's not it. Like Double Shot of Love was Tequila, right? But, oh no, Vinny and Polly was
Double Shot.
They were Double Shot at Love. What was Tila Tequila's one?
Tila Tequila.
Okay, well, it wasn't called. The show wasn't Tila Tequila,
That's a miss.
The way you just said that.
Tila Tequila, period.
Anyways, okay, so Nikki, you'll remember from Double Shot at Love, is Polly's girlfriend. So she's on the show now. So she's on the other end of the couch. She gets a little wet. She's upset. You've seen Nikki get upset.
I don't want to see it again.
No, it's very frightening. So she takes a cup of water, boom, smack straight into Angelina's face, like hit the target. No problems. And then this has to do with the slap.
You guys aren't going to believe it, but this has to do with the slap.
I can't believe how far back I do.
And then all of a sudden, Will Smith.
None of the fight made sense. I didn't need to give the whole backstory to the fight, but I got excited. So I could have just told you what Polly did. But so Nikki got wet. She gets Angelina. Then Angelina's pissed. So she reaches back into the room, grabs a cup of wine. She's like, it's just water. It's just water. But grabs a cup of wine. Tosses it straight at Nikki, gets her fully, her blazer, jean shorts, the whole thing, wine.
Blazer, jean shorts.
Green blazer, stunned. Jean shorts, high stunned. Heels. Tough, you know? But hair sleek straight. So, you know, probably an expensive weave. Like, that's not really what you want to do. And Nikki goes to 100. Yeah, she's pissed. She grabs a bottle of wine. I was like, is she going to hit her with that bottle of wine? Yeah, I was scared. But Angelina ran back in the confessional room and she's holding the door and she won't let them in. Polly breaks down the door in the Hard Rock to the confessional room in such an aggro, crazy way. But just breaks into the room and then lets Nikki just pour a bottle of wine straight on to Angelina's head. All over Angelina. And Angelina's screaming, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I didn't throw wine. It's like, yeah, you actually, Angelina, you did. But she was so wasted, blacked out. It's this huge fight. It's this meltdown of Angelina. But Polly really stepped in there for his woman at that moment. And I love Polly.
I was going to say, that's your man. Go get your man.
And sometimes you have to defend your woman. Sometimes you have to get involved.
ipso facto, that was
every now and again. It's okay for a man to enter women's business, and only if he's Pauly D.
I cannot believe your fondness for Pauly D. It's so confusing to
me. He said something too. He said, what did he say in his confessional? He's like, what? You're supposed to open the door for women. Everybody knows that.
He's like, and it's smiles. International
women's. Yeah. And I was, my melted. I was like, that's my man.
Wreck my plans.
And yes. Oh my God. It was so, he, like, Nikki's like, open the door, Angelina, open the door. She's like, no. He's like, open the door. And she's holding the white man and she's opening the door and like rocking it. He just like shoulder to it, just boom. And everyone's like, whoa. Like, he just knocks it off its fucking hinges. Like, locked doesn't mean
cowboy
anything.
Cowboy status.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I do really miss Double Shot at Love. I loved that show.
Yeah, it was so
amazing.
Good. Vinny's
and
impossible.
And it worked for Pauly.
It worked.
Which is crazy because it, I mean, I don't know if I would call it worked because God bless that partnership.
I think they're a match. I don't like to see my man with somebody else, but I like that they found each other.
Both of them are very, make me feel unsafe.
Yeah. Everyone was like really scared of Pauly. Everyone was like, no one wants to see Pauly. Like, Angela was like, I'm scared of like Pauly tomorrow.
There's
like, I don't
want to
see Pauly like that, blah, blah, blah. And Dina was like, I don't want to see Pauly like that either. We've only seen Pauly yell a few times, and it's scary. Like
they're definitely a match, but they're not bringing up the best in each other.
I think they are normally. They're not fighting a lot on the show. I will say they're normally chill. Like, Nikki hasn't been in any other fights. Nikki and Angelina used to be cool, but Nikki did not want a glass of wine thrown on her. She was mad enough about the water.
I don't like when people throw things like that.
Yeah, you will go. You will turn up.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well. Sometimes it has to be done.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so funny because it's like you will go Jersey, but it's only allowed on your terms is the thing. You will go ape shit, which makes you LOL. I like it. Oh, but they played a replay of Pauly. Dina was like, one of the only times we've seen Pauly yell, she was like, he did yell at that guy in the white pants that called me fat when I was pregnant. And they show this clip. You know how he repeats everything?
Yeah.
He's like pushing up against the side, you know, like strong arming a guy. And he's like, you want to say that again, bro? You want to say that again? But like, it's like so wild. It's like, whoa. This man would hurt you if he hit you.
Yeah.
But that's hot because he's really fit.
But that's hot. Happy International Women's Month.
He's tatted. He's tanned. He's hair. I love that he one time said this interview. Someone was like, have you ever tried to do anything else with you? He's like, I tried it.
Tatted,
won't work.
He's tan. Get a grip.
He's got a lot disgusting. Of sports cars. He likes to ride dirt bikes and stuff. Lives out in the desert of Vegas. He's got to be so rich from playing Vegas all the time.
Well, yeah, he could take care of you.
He's a panty dropper, I gotta say.
You're disgusting. Seek okay. treatment.
Okay.
Seek treatment.
We'll put on the Instagram today. This is how we'll break our Instagram silence. We'll put up a picture of Pauly D next to Ed Sheeran and see.
I don't think Ed Sheeran is hot. I am not over here saying Ed Sheeran is a panty dropper.
I don't want to talk shit about someone's looks again, though. I did feel bad I feel bad about my opinion. It's just my opinion.
It's just
that's my opinion. Tamra Judge.
Okay, should we do vibe check?
Yeah, you go.
Check one, two, check.
It's
one,
a vibe check.
Vibe check. Vibe check.
Okay,
let's go.
Hi, it's me.
Dear diary,
it's me. It's Sunday. Vibes are good.
She just looked at me like, Brian, we're okay.
You tell me, sister. I depend on everyone else to tell me how the vibe is. Vibes are good. This weekend, I had Saturday, Sunday off from work. Can you believe that?
No.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, chicas. I had a fun weekend with Monzi.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
We didn't
I'll say
do
it loud
much.
And proud. I had two fun nights in a row with you.
That's true.
Okay.
I did leave you in the pouring rain on Friday night.
Yeah.
Stomping home. I was like, I wonder if she's going to be upset about that. But I was like, I can't. It's pouring rain.
I was like, I wonder if she's upset with me.
No, I was like, oh, no, I possibly couldn't stop.
And then and I was like, well, I hope she doesn't care that I'm going to stay. So we were both just looking after our own.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I was like, well, we both live at the same place. So we were just going home.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very I've said this before. But it's like we are now in the neighborhood, like we are now in the neighborhood where now it's kind of feeling like our apartment building is a little bit of a dorm. Yeah. And we're walking out. We're seeing people on campus.
It's true. It's
okay.
It puts a fright in my soul.
It's frightening. So I did my first bartending, my final bartending training, two of two. I warned the bartender that I'm going to be working with. I was like, I'm on my first ever bar shift, and I'm sorry in advance. Like, please just have some patience with me. And he was like, how much experience do you have? And I was like, none. Okay. He was like, okay, well, good luck.
What night is it?
Thursday.
Okay, Thursdays are busy.
Thursdays are busy.
What's happening over there with the management?
I don't know.
No, they believe. I'm just kidding. They're doing a wonderful job. They would only do it if they thought they love you there. They believe in you there. It's up to you to decide. They gave you these training shifts.
Yeah.
I told you, go in confidence to that last one. You made your note cards. You already felt better.
Yeah. So that went well. We go to the local bar on Friday.
I went to two of two bars we go to now. We have to go other places. I know all the boys at these places.
I know. But there was, I noticed when I was working at my shift, there was a man with a helmet on.
Oh, God.
At work. And then I was like, oh, my God, he's kind of like a fun alternative cute.
You were the only person that would see a man wearing the helmet at the Bernie's and be like, that's quirky. I'm into it.
I love the bravery.
It's like you would have seen Kelly
Clarkson. My knight in shining helmet.
You would have seen Kelly Osbourne like in 2008 out at a bar and been like, yes,
he's
sister. I love that Luke.
I love that sister's Luke.
She's really playing with textures there.
But anyways, we're at the bar. And all of a sudden, I see this helmet again bobbing along. And I said, oh,
he's
my
wearing
God.
It for the, what, he fourth, wore it for the fifth hour?
Of the night. And I ended up talking to him. And I have a date with him on Tuesday after work.
After his choir after, concert.
And he did share with me that he's in a choir. Which, honestly, check.
If he's a Disney adult, it's
he
over.
Could be.
The problem is our husbands are never going to be friends.
You don't think?
I mean, it's... would be tough to get husbands, but I do.
My husband and your husband, they need to get together and just talk it out.
It's going to be tough when they finally meet.
Listen, my husband, you know, my husband can get along with anyone, okay? to say the word, my husband.
I have a few that are lined up, though.
Yeah. I got backups, but they all... I got backup husbands, but they all seem to be like they're about to get married to other people, you know, so it's kind of like...
What? Those aren't backups.
But they always told me we were going to get married, so it's like, well, you kind of are like ring shopping, so it kind of doesn't seem like it's for me.
This is another case of you not being in charge here. You're leaving it up to other people. Why is it in their hands? I'm in charge of my backup.
I should be ring shopping.
No. You never listen. I'm just kidding.
Anyway,
you are in charge of the backups. You decide who's backed up for you.
It's true.
I have them in waiting.
You have them.
They don't have
in
me in waiting.
Room.
Yeah. What is? We have to get control of this situation.
Totally. Yeah, and I plan to today.
Later.
That's on the list.
Later. Send some texts.
Yeah.
Very, very early pandemic. Back. Melissa, I don't know if she's ever said this on the pod, but I'm going to air it out because you know what? She's actually admitted to me that she was a few times. It's been confirmed.
What are you going
to
say right now?
She has admitted to me that because I've been flabbergasted, like who would do that? She's admitted to me that she was one of the people in those early months of the pandemic that sent out texts to all the guys she knows.
Oh, yeah.
Like she was like, hey, checking in, like, just how like, you holding up.
Yeah, like what's it with this craziness? This is also crazy.
What was
huh?
the response rate?
I didn't get responses.
Okay, so zero. No responses?
No, I think I got some. It was very much just like me. I mean,
my,
the way that
my girlfriend
drinking,
is sucking me off every day, so I'm doing well. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm partnered. I'm not in Minnesota in my parents' basement, like two bottles of William Hill Chardonnay D. You sad, sad fuck. The way that I was just constantly, we were talking about like how fucking dark, me and Shannon and Mikey the other night were talking about how dark like the virtual happy hours were at the beginning. Like everyone was like, we're having, it's Joe's birthday party and we're all going to dance like on Zoom.
I joined literally one in from a bathtub and said never again.
And we were like, I literally was getting, I like had blacked that out and I was getting like such a body reaction of like, oh no, like me, like with my like fluorescent desk light, like in my childhood bedroom, like
you dancing to Dua Lipa.
Yeah. I mean, I did staged reading.
I was going to, Jenny and I were sending back and forth. Were we doing Laguna Beach of the, you know, Jenny and I are always back and forth on a rewatch of the classics and
totes.
And, she was like, I think she was like, that would be fun to do a reading or perform. It's like, you know what? Melissa's friends actually did that in the pandemic.
That actually is the thing that makes me cringe the least, because it was it actually was fun to exercise the acting muscle.
Yeah. Well, and that's fun. There's content there. Like, was, yeah. I don't need 10 people on a Zoom like,
grinding by themselves.
Be funny or fun.
Yeah, no, it was, to think back on that time, was
I think
crazy.
It, for some people it works. Like, it's just, I think it's a, it's like a person to person thing. Yeah, it's like not bad if it works for you. It's just for me, I felt weird doing it. It didn't make me feel better.
I could, yeah, it's like I
it
can't
made me
suspend
feel alone.
Disbelief.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I couldn't suspend disbelief. That's it.
And like Shannon was making me laugh so hard. She was like, and like when you would just like click out of it and it was just like dead silence in your room. Like, it's just like the darkness of like, okay, now I'm really just like
now
alone.
It's over.
Yeah.
I feel that way when we do the pod virtually too. And
yeah. Anyway, so we leave the bar. We leave the bar, and if you guys remember, I had it when we did our 2020,
which we saw college people at the bar.
Yeah, we saw a lot of, this
we
is
saw
why
cute
it's college
people.
Weekend.
Yeah, we saw cute people at the bar.
We saw cute people at the bar. We had fun.
My money kept falling out of my purse, which is not unique just to that night, by the way. Like, I have a problem with my wallet and my money. And I'm 22.
And I'm 21. But we leave the bar, and if you remember, my recap of our dating wrap up that we did end of year. I had talked about like
this year's would be a disaster.
My favorite kiss.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that I had a fun.
He was your best
with.
Kiss.
He was my best kiss.
Once again, Jenny was my best kiss.
I think I might have
God.
To. I don't know. I
gotta
know if
step
I stand
it up.
By it still. Yeah, no, I do. Anyways, it was.
You can't take backsies. You decided.
No, I decided. Okay, so
you want to rewrite history so that it's the boy that just broke your heart.
The one
it was that wasn't your best kiss. You said it was this guy you ran into.
Yeah. Okay. So, whatever. So we open the door in the rain, and all of a sudden, someone looks, and I look, and it's this guy who it like fizzled out. He was like gone or something, you know, whatever. And it's like such a funny kismet moment. And he's like, I just got back on Tuesday from being gone for, you know, whatever.
Months.
3 months. Enough time for me to get my heart stomped on and then heal, kind of. And
heal.
Heal. I'm healing.
Healing.
I'm healing with my healing.
Now we laughed, but you're on a healing journey.
I'm healing. And yeah, so I saw that guy, which is was totally fine and normal. Nothing happened. It was just a catch up and then a. Come home.
Did you feel anything?
It was hard because he was with somebody who was making it tough to connect with him.
Yeah, you were more just surviving the
situation. I was surviving the situation. It was like there was a drunk friend involved. But it was a funny, it was
but it
like,
put you two right back in touch.
Yeah, it was.
And
like,
you got to look at his apartment.
And I got to look at his apartment in a way that didn't
that
wasn't
sexy.
Sexual, yeah. So that's always good. And he had a nice place.
That's nice to hear.
Nice bedroom.
That's nice to hear. That's refreshing.
And that we're going to take as a win, girls.
I recently, yeah. The bedrooms, It's almost like I should ask to see a picture. Yeah, or like, can I get a virtual walking tour?
We watched
first?
The fucking Vanderpump Rules people do apartment tours.
Oh my God. We watched the funniest apartment tour. We watched Rachel and Katie Maloney's new apartments after their breakups with their boys. And wow. These were bleak apartment tours.
Rachel's was a studio apartment. It just to make someone do a tour of a studio apartment in general. And she's like,
they had to stretch it to get to 5 minutes.
She goes, this is my couch. I like to sit here and watch TV.
Yeah. She's my favorite thing is my bed. And she kept walking back and forth. It's like,
she takes us out on her balcony. That's there was 10 feet by 2 feet. And she's like, so I like to chill right here, just like standing. It was like a sim. It was like a sim.
It was a sim.
Like circling
like
around
stuck in
a little.
The corner. Oops, I got my sim stuck on the balcony.
Yeah, it was like,
there's that
like,
one pillow on the ground. It was exactly like a sim.
It was so depressing. Go watch it.
Kiki Palmer has been, now she had her baby, but she was pregnant and playing The Sims a lot. And she kept tweeting about her sim issues. And it was making LOL so hard. People were like helping her troubleshoot like her packages.
Next time someone asks you how you are, just like, I'm good. I'm just having some sim issues.
I'm just having sim issues, if you know what I mean.
Things aren't really great in my sim life.
Well, it is simulation theory. Like, let's get going.
I mean, it all circles back.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, we should have people kind of send them Rachel's thing when you're, and then be like, can you kind of recreate this on your apartment?
Yeah, can I have one of these, and then we'll see if the date's on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, so the vibe is good. Over to you.
Okay. My vibe's pretty good. Just tired. I don't know how to get less tired.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I can rest all the time I'm not working and then get not tired, or I can also do things in life and then be tired.
Mm-hmm.
But I had good work days this week, so that was good, and I left at good times.
I feel like you're really making a name for yourself in that workplace of yours. It's a hard busy.
Why do you think
that? I feel like you're being you're an example. You're an example of leadership.
I'm brand new.
You're brand new, but people are like, this is how you do it, and look to her.
Love that.
So that's the vibe I'm getting.
A woman who's never stepped
foot
in my workplace.
A woman who's really there with you so much.
Yeah, I do think I am in a better place with like, okay, I'm doing okay. I've learned a lot of this stuff. Now I'm trying to like layer on and learn like the next level of things. Unfortunately, there are a lot of changes being made. So it's like, oh, there's new modules to watch.
Module. You should name your daughter Module.
I might have to.
America's Next Top Module.
On Wednesday, on International Women's Day, I had a man ghost me when we were supposed to have a date.
If you remember last week, we were like, she has a date and he's hot.
And he might actually be hot. You have to keep a healthy level of suspicion, of course, always.
Oh.
But even after you meet them, I do. But this one was, he did look hot. But I all of a sudden got suspicious of his profile, like right before. And I kind of was like, that's weird.
Whatever.
I had like just a little ping. And I was like, I mean, what are you going to, like, yeah. It just like flew past me. I was like, what, you know, like, who knows?
Yeah.
That's how
it's like, well, I got to go
that's
and see.
Online dating. Yeah. So Wednesday, he had me pick out a place that we were going to meet.
Yeah.
I say the place and
this is all over the app. They don't have each other's numbers.
Yes, because I'd been going on all these first dates and I was like, I don't need to exchange
your
numbers
with
all these people.
Your phone is getting clogged with unsaved numbers.
That one guy did a background check on me and searched me on Cash App. Remember?
Yeah, we don't need that.
Simulation guy. And that really still, like, I still think about that
it's
sometimes.
A chill
to that still weirds me out. And I don't remember.
You
what
picked
it was.
A place.
Oh, I picked a place, and then I went back to the app, and he had unmatched me.
He had vanished into thin air.
He vanished. You truly do vanish if that happens too. And then
crazy. Day of.
Why would he have me pick a place?
With place picked.
Like, is that part of like his getting off on it? Me do it.
It makes no sense. Like, it just because even if he's like a catfish, it's like, what is the. What's the end goal?
What's the point of having...
Where do you win here?
Why wouldn't you have, like, just unmatched, like, a bit earlier
on? Yeah, or at least, like, had, like, a conversation that you got something out of. you know, where it's like you made it, like it was like there wasn't even that much talking.
No.
Anyways, yeah, so confusing. Once again, we're befuddled and confuddled. And
I guess there was some talking, but yeah, it's like, what did you get out of this?
So weird.
Maybe I think some people, I don't know. I think some people just want to chat on the app too. Yeah. I think some of these guys have partners that don't know they're on these apps and they just like are just need to chatting, like scratch the itch. Yeah.
They need to just be like, okay, this is like, feels like I'm talking to girls.
I don't even know why I think that. That just is something I think.
Yeah.
I have recently muted a bunch of people on Instagram as well, a bunch of men.
Nice. Nice. Shut them up.
Yeah, so I'm just kidding. I don't know why I don't unfollow them, but I feel like that can be like...
It's a little bit more...
Noticeable in a weird way. Like, at some point, like, I probably will unfollow them, but just
protecting
like,
your sphere.
Yeah, just like mute. Just get out of here. Yeah.
The best offense is a good defense.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do have another date this Wednesday.
Yeah, we have dates this week. I got Tuesday, you got Wednesday. Yeah. I'm going to wear a helmet, probably, just to...
Please do not. I had another guy from the apps invite me to a party.
Oh, my God. We were very Broad City last night.
It was so crazy. There was a list. When he first invited me, I was like, what kind of party is this? Like, it has a digital list you have to sign up for. Like, what the hell? And he's already a bit sus. Like, I'm like, how did this guy land in my... Did I match him? Like,
his profile literally said no hairy legs or armpits. Please, I beg of you. I can't see it again.
And then last night we were all going around. It's like, oh shoot, I shaved my armpits. I shaved my armpits, but not my legs.
So Monty sends us this link. We're like, well, that sounds fucking fun and random. Like, penthouse party, let's go.
And I was more like, I do think it's a possibility, but I don't think we should be excited about this.
And all the girls like, saddled up immediately.
Yeah, like they were frothing a bit. And I was like, no, I think we don't know about this.
So we get the link and she's like, so we just have to add our names to the list. And all of a sudden, we all like add our names to the list. And then we immediately get like a text that's like, you're up for the list. We'll let you know if you get on the list. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, so it's an
application. So not even on the list. And when he sent it to me, I was like, there's 266 people on the list. What kind of party is this? Yeah. And he said, regular party, not sexy party.
And he was like, bring girls.
He asked me like 10 times, just girls, right? Really, like girls like you, hot girls, really, just girls. I was like, you're
so creepy.
And all these girls are frothing in the mouth. I'm like, no, he's gross. Like, we can go, but like, it's a farce, not like.
We were this,
like, because it's
we
cool.
We had this like overlay of the night that was like the penthouse party. It was so, it was making me laugh so hard. And then one of our friends made the list.
One.
Because she wrote something.
No, fun. Once I saw the list, lots of people didn't write anything. She just made the list.
It's so rude. She was holding it over. She was cocky about it. She was like, and I made the list.
But she wanted to go home.
She's like, but you're not on the list, and I am.
And then everyone on the list is still waiting in a line outside. It's like, and we could see the penthouse. It's like, okay, this was a two-story building on Bowery, but it wasn't even a proper six walk-up. Like, we could see it just above, but
it was not. Yeah, it was not.
But maybe it was big upset. You could see the lights. You could see the flashing.
You could see, like, hands on them.
It looked like pianos up there.
It did, yeah.
It looked like second-floor pianos.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I just text like, oh, sorry, never mind. We're not waiting in this line.
Like, we're respectful.
Have fun,
women.
Though. Thank you for the invite. That's what I said.
Me, LOL.
And all the girls in the line, I was like, oh, like, these girls are in, like, stilettos, like, a fur shawl.
I know.
Like, I didn't come out thinking like I was going to this party. Yeah, this party that requires shaving. Like, you know, I didn't prepare properly if that's where we were going to actually.
You actually were the most perfectly dressed for the penthouse party out of all of us.
I was in a bit of neon, so I would have stood out.
Yeah, you looked cute.
I bet he would have liked me.
I bet he would have. I also went to drinks with somebody that I have like a history with, and I thought it was like a friend, like catch up, and it was like made very clear right away that like he was trying to like have be more, and the way this man was laying it on so thick. It was crazy, and I couldn't have been more blunt, and the way that they eat this up, like, they come back harder.
That's why I say I gotta be meaner to these guys. I'm being too nice.
It's crazy, but it was good for my ego to just get a million compliments from a straight from a man I couldn't care less about.
Take what you, take what resonates and leave the rest. That's what I hear in yoga.
I was like, oh, it's fine. I got a bunch of compliments and I'm going to go home by myself.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I made the mistake of telling just one girl in my office that I was going on a date. And then I had to tell everybody that I was ghosted. They're like, we're going to find you somebody. I'm like, you guys, I'm not desperate. I'm dating around. I'm having fun. Everyone's like, is this fun for you? I'm like, what part is not? I think, yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I'm not dating for marriage, really, I guess, which is a funny thing to say. But I think that's why it's easier for me to easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
I'm not that attached to the outcomes of these dates.
Yeah. I told Monzi about a Tinder profile thing that I saw that I was like, I was like, Monzi needs to seal this. And it was like casually looking for something, or seriously looking for something casual and casually looking for something serious.
Exactly. Perfection. Exactly. And exactly. Melissa said you can't use that. What if he sees it? But what do I fucking care?
I mean, yeah, who cares?
Because in my profile, it says here for dates and with an angel emoji. And people are no
and
one.
What's confusing about that?
No one seems to read that. I mean, I read your 6-paragraph profile. It disgusted me. I vomited in my mouth twice. But did I read it? Yes. Here we are. You couldn't read my one three sentence. Words.
Oh my God. And last night, and more small town fucking vibes. Last night, we saw the girl that blocked me.
I wondered if you were going to say this.
We saw the girl who blocked me last night. My heart absolutely stopped. We almost left.
Yeah. That feeling is so bad when your heart starts pounding and you jump to your stomach.
We went into a wine bar and I had never been into. And then I was like, oh, this is the bar. Well, she works at, obviously, because she was running around. And I saw her a couple times. And then she vanished. I mean, she could have quit her job. She could have walked off, saw my face, said, this is my notice.
Well, that's good because I like that bar and I want to be able to go there.
Me too. And I was like, I'm glad we didn't leave because it was really fun. We stayed and I didn't have to worry about her anymore. But
yeah.
But wild.
And it's a good lesson. Like, we don't have to, like, Evelyn was like, let's go. And I was like,
well, yeah, my heart just
you were collecting yourself, but Evelyn,
I was collecting.
Yeah.
And then our friend came over to me and she just gave me like the, like that cute mom thing where it's like, let's just go.
Yeah.
You know, like where it's like, we don't need to worry about it. Let's just go. And I was like, okay. And then when we went outside, I was like, well, where the fuck are we going to go? We've been 90 places. Yeah. We've been bopping around.
Hey, here's the news. Reservations are back in New York City. Will anybody fucking listen to me? Where do I have to project this information? It's so crazy. You cannot eat in New York City right now.
No, you can't. People are hungry.
I mean, you can in 4 hours and they will tell you that straight face and they'll say, do you want to do that? And you have to say, yes, please.
Please,
please take
works.
My number.
Yes, literally.
I don't know anybody.
Help me. I'm poor.
But, I had a guy reach out to me out of the woodworks, out of the blue.
Yeah.
Come out of the woodworks.
An MWP.
Out of the blue. Yes. A true MWP.
Yeah.
A man I met through friends of friends, in person, not Nap. And we'll see. He might be coming to New York.
We'll see.
I said, my door is always open.
He's the person I said the story is not over with, famously, on record.
When did you say that?
On this very podcast, I said that story is not over.
When we recapped our dates last year, so we had two guys come back whose stories aren't over. We each had one this week.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was that full moon. I don't know. I was being flirty. I went ahead and just kind of laid it out there. I was like,
that's what we're.
I was like, you have a place to stay. Come visit.
Yeah, hello. You have a place to stay right next to my ass.
Right on top of me.
Right on. Saddle up, boy. Okay, you guys, every millisecond that goes by, more is unfolding with Scandoval. It is the
it's
only
sweeping the
news,
nation.
It's the only news I've ever been privy to.
It's a tab at the top of CNN. Like, CNN is like, here's how you get to the bottom of Scandoval.
The video that you were like, I just watched this that I sent you last night with Tom Schwartz in the airport. Tom Schwartz giving 90 minutes of his time to a TMZ guy.
I know. And who has that time in the airport? It did look like he was at departures.
And it
didn't
like,
it?
Yeah.
Not even arrivals.
No, it didn't.
I was getting departures vibe.
I was getting departures as well.
That's so funny. We'll have to double check.
He was very sweet to this Pap, but
the TMZ.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you talking he's gotten the go-ahead now from Tom Sandoval.
And they were like, did you know about this? And he's like, I don't want to talk
about
it.
He's like, you're
right
going to see it unfold on the show, even though that sounds cringe.
Yeah.
And he also did, well, he was like, I hope, he before even Tom said, he was like, I hope, he said he hadn't talked to Rachel.
And he goes, I haven't talked to Tom today.
Yeah. Yeah, that slipped by, you know.
That was so funny.
And then he also was like, I hope Ariana's out there living it up, like living her best life, going out there single. Yeah. Like he was very supportive of
on
Ariana.
On a living spree.
But then he did say, it's sad that our business is suffering. It's like, yeah, these boys really gotta like cut it with I think people would be more willing to get back into the business with you if you would stop bringing up that you're business. Losing money.
They're already in such a fucking dire situation. Yeah.
We're watching it unfold. The way we're watching this unfold. Did you see what I sent you? I've sent you so many DMs. Have you caught up on Twitter?
On Twitter? I haven't opened it.
Okay. There's so many. But someone posted it might have been the bathing suit scene, but it was like, this feels like watching like the rewind of Gone Girl when you already know what she's done. Like watching this season unfold.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Seeing this.
Like the way my mouth was hanging open watching her talk to Ariana and just like, oh.
And Ariana's like, am I about to be mad at Raquel for the first time ever?
I know. Like, this really has to have shaken Ariana to her core because she is so blindsided that she would even think about flirting with Schwartz.
Yeah.
Like, Ariana seems truly dumbfounded that Raquel's doing that. Like, she's like, whoa, wait. Like, yeah. No.
They were like, someone on TikTok, everyone's like, okay, I don't know any of these people. Someone like explain it to me in something I know. And it's like, it would be as if Rachel was hooking up with Chandler. Like,
I saw that. Oh my God. It's really so deceitful.
Yeah, it's deceitful. And, you know, Rachel made a comment. She did a notes app.
She's a second apology.
She says that she needs to work on herself.
Love healing, addiction.
Pulling.
She's on a healing journey.
She's healing.
Rumor has it she's gone to see family and stopped filming. And that the protective order that was granted by the judge is fake and it just gets her out of filming for a little bit and out of the reunion. Like she doesn't want to answer, or at least Sheena. Like,
oh,
someone's going to be.
Is she not going to be at the reunion?
But, you know, we'll see. They have a March 29th court date and.
A court date.
Yeah. Sheena's lawyer made a statement. Okay. Like he, and so did Darrell, which I believe we're all calling him Daryl. And
it's
unless.
Darrell.
Well, okay, I'm seeing this go around. I worked with somebody who it was spelled
the same way.
The same way, and it was Darrell, and he was very like when I met him, he was
adamant
like
about,
this is how you say my name. And then I saw Bravo Wild Black posting things like all the white people
it's
like
Darrell.
Yeah, like it's
how is it spelled?
D and it, I that's what I looked. It is not spelled D A R Y L. It's spelled D A R R E L or L. Like
okay.
It is Darrell.
So it's it's different.
But he hasn't come out and said, like, no one's done any corrections, so maybe he goes by Daryl. But I think that's a for your information that could circle around.
We'll come back
amongst
the
white people.
If we have concrete, if we have concrete info, watch the space.
So you've taken a pretty sharp stand this week and said that you are disinterested in Atlanta. You have no interest in going back, and you have no time to watch.
Yeah.
So you will have no idea what I say when I compare Lala got this merch out, and I'm going to have to say Daryl because that's what everyone said, like the whole video. Send it to Daryl, her video. I watched it probably 100 times. Like the amount of time that has got me through the work week. I was like in the bathroom stall, like watching it while I pee.
Like, there was a video that she was posting where Ocean was like with her.
Yeah.
And Ocean just going, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's like, yeah. She's like kind of laughing. She's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah. I know. Honey, it's really messed.
Plus, I love we see Lala so hot, dressed up, snakeskin jumpsuit, you know, like the whole thing. And then every time she's like at home, she's truly wrapped in a blanket, hair. Like, it's so real. That's me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like.
That's me.
I turned it up, but nobody wants to see what's happening here at the Muff Hut. Wait, what I was going to say is, though, Lala got that merch out within 24 hours. And my question is, what is Sheree's excuse? What is Sheree's problem? She has been canceling orders. We will say that. I've heard that on pods.
Wow.
She by Sheree has been canceling orders. So Sheree, what do you have to say for yourself in regards to Lala's merch?
The lines are open.
Yeah, call us up. Okay. 1-800.
1-800.
Not safe.
NSFYB. Okay.
How many letters is that? Can't be right.
I've never counted that high.
So I'm loving the scandal of it all. I'm so glad we're not talking about Hailey Bieber and Selena. I don't care about that at all.
Me neither.
Also, the Silicon Valley Bank. It's like, no.
No, skip.
These tech companies, what? The government's probably going to bail out the bank, bail out these tech companies. We're going to do the same shit they did with the mortgages, with the 08 crash. All these tech the guys running these tech companies, also, by the way, this won't make mainstream news, I'm sure, but the tweets they're sending out, these guys don't know how banks work. Like, it's crazy. They're like, banks are lending out our money. We're depositing. It's like, that's the banks.
That's banks, baby. That's Banksy.
Oh, my gosh. It's really crazy what's happening. So one of the examples people are using is Microsoft doing 10, like currently going through 10,000 layoffs, but also has this investment in a $10 billion company. It's like an AI thing that's like really struggling, like this company that's not doing well. And right. When they broke it down, that was like the valuation was $60 million per employee at that company. And yeah. It's just like, you know, it's all like, it's like the NFTs. It's like, You can go down the rabbit hole if you want to. You can believe in simulation theory if you want to, but it's all escapism. Like, it's the truth is in front of your face.
With the fakeness of this. Me, like, and Monty.
The valuation of these companies prove it. Like, if you really dig into it, like, there's people out there doing this investigative work, and it's available to dig into if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care about these apps. I don't care about these tech companies. I don't care about this iPhone.
I don't care about this iPhone.
You know, take the apps away. Cool. They ruined society. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great to begin with, but like what have these social apps done for people? You know, there was a freedom of information at first with an influx, and now there's just like, so much, it's jumped the shark and gone into such dark hatred, and that's how elections are being decided now. Mm-hmm. That's how people, like, all the even social movements are infiltrated by the bots and swayed, and it's you know, it's entities, businesses, it's governments, it's whoever paying for this, like whoever wants to influence. It's just, you know, money influence now, so it's all.
Yeah.
A moot point.
Should we do What Are We Watching?
What are we watching? Let's talk about what we are watching.
Summer House is crazy right now.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lauren was trying to get my thoughts on the Lindsay Carl of it. They're very polarizing as well. And, you know, for all the scandal blowing up, it has really blown over many other scandals. You know, there's the Mia, Peter, G scandal that's kind of getting outshadowed.
Yes.
There's the Juan cheating scandal that's getting outshadowed a bit. There's shakeups in Married to Medicine. And the rumor is they're bringing Phaedra to Married to Medicine. Because you'll never find out why, but she can never go back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. And everyone loves Phaedra.
But, oh my God, I do need to know why.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, maybe.
Of course you need to know why. It's huge.
Where am I close? I'm season 6.
I mean, the longer you wait, the more seasons come out.
Okay. I'm going to clean. So they're on like 13. I'm going to clean after this, so I'm going to put it on while I clean.
I would love that.
But yeah, like it's going down with Kyle and
Carl. So Kyle and Amanda, their cheating scandal blind item on Dumois has not really made any. I'm like waiting on the edge of my seat to see if that blows up or if that's a thing. Yeah.
God,
I really hope how not. Could Kyle have time for cheating right now?
I really hope not.
But okay, so
Amanda is being so sweet to Kyle in these last.
And at the core, I think they have a good thing going. I always liked Amanda. I just thought Kyle treated her like shit.
Yeah,
the whole first like 3 years, we watched him just like stomp all over her, and she stuck it out. And it's like, okay, yeah, I guess now he's sweet. He was always funny, but like, yeah, I guess now he's sweet in the relationship.
Amanda was so hammered in this episode of Summer House when she cried.
Yeah, she was really upset.
She definitely like was so drunk. She's like, wait, you can't trust me. She did the pouty face.
She did do the pouty face.
And then but Kyle, it was coming, kind of mean. I did love Kyle coming in and being like, my wife is the fucking nicest person ever. Blah, blah,
and
blah.
Even in the moment, he before it got heated and she walked away crying, he was like, wait, whoa, why? Yeah, he like really stood up for her. So now you like it.
Well, I like that. And he didn't.
He yelled.
Physically assault anybody.
Hmm. Polly assaulted the door. Not
yeah,
a person.
Yeah, that's true. But he was aiding an attack.
Yeah, true. Aiding and abetting. But it's like, that's what we call a ride or die.
True. Ride or die, Heather Gay style.
Exactly. Oh, that's another thing I was going to say. Another overshadowed thing was that Jen Shah released her first diary post.
From prison.
From prison.
Oh my God. Paywall?
Coach Shaw actually reads an excerpt on Instagram.
Oh my God. I cannot believe I haven't seen that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That so much has been overshadowed.
That's crazy. I need to know how she's doing in there.
Oh, and Peter, Alexia's son from Real Housewives of Miami, made like really gross racially toned comments on Instagram, and everyone's very upset.
Wait, who did that?
He's also been arrested for hitting his girlfriend.
Who did that?
Peter, I think his last name is different from Alexia's. Rebello or
from
something.
Real Housewives of Miami?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's troubled.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Summer House, Kyle and Carl, it seems they have a conversation. It seems like it goes, they're at least on the same page, whatever.
At least they both say the thing too. He's like, I'm struggling to figure out where you worked 40 hours a week. And Carl's like, I'm working 90.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Also, Carl being like, I'm the face of this brand more than you guys.
It's like both
you and I have been girls who had to go to lots of sales events. We've sat in convenience stores, grocery stores, liquor stores, like we've done samplings, we've done events.
Rooms.
Yeah, like that's the job, babe. That's unfortunately what it is. That's not you. Neither of us were the face of those companies.
You unfortunately just need millions of faces.
Yeah, and you are doing like hard sales work. You don't get paid per event with those. That's included in your salary. That's in the job description.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
That is what it is.
Right. Isn't that your
100%.
Like when he was talking, I was like, wait, does he want equity in the business? Like,
I know I kind of am.
Then you should ask for that and ask for a different role. But you're asking weird things. I thought I thought Carl was coming with weird asks.
I kind of did, too. I mean, I wasn't. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not like really on. I don't really know, obviously, like the nickels and dimes of what's happening with them. But it's like, I do feel like Kyle it seems reasonable coming to the table.
And he's like, I'll do what... He's like,
we want you to be happy.
He wants to smooth it over no matter what. Like, he's like trying... He seems so distraught over what's happening.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm between a rock and a hard...
That's why he said...
He's like, I'm keeping on a friend and I have to justify it to other people. Like, I don't get...
He did say, you know, like, let's just never let, like, our friendship, like, be affected by this, you know, whatever. So, we'll see what happens there. Then there was did we talk about the final thing of Potomac with the husbands?
Did we not?
I don't think
no, because it was last week. Oh wait, was Summer House no Chris, no blonde girl. Rachel I like.
The blonde Mia told blonde girl
Maya
Sammy or something.
Maya told
Sammy.
Yeah, it is Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maya told... Mia's in Potomac, that's why. Yeah, Maya told Sammy... She pulled... The girls were like, yeah, we like her. She just obviously talks a lot. Blah, blah. And Maya kind of stood up for her in that room, like said something, you know, like, yeah, I like her. She's just, you know, she's chatty. And then immediately went and pulled her to the front of the house and said...
Like, before they all go out.
Yeah, and she was like, I really like you, but you just talk so much.
She's like, we think you speak too much.
Yeah. Like, I think she just starts crying. And it's like, I've heard that a bunch.
Yeah, she was like, it's just me. Like, I'm too much, blah, blah, blah.
The way she was talking with her sweet mom was so cute.
I know.
She did win me over with the sweetness of
Yeah, like, I think...
Coming into the show. The veneer is cracking a bit. She had a strong veneer coming in.
Like that's
smiley.
That's where I think... Yeah, that's where I think it's like, okay, like, maybe not saying you speak too much, but it's like, maybe having a conversation where it's like, like, you see, like, just relax, like, maybe just, like, relax into it. Like, don't worry about, like, everyone liking you, like, because it really is just, it's the root of, like, her trying to be, like, on.
Yeah.
And then that manifests as, like,
I talk a lot, too. I get it. Like,
same. It's, like,
I'm just not concise. Like, I don't always just, like, talk. But when people ask me things, I'm like, I don't know how to make this short.
But yeah, that was a tough thing because it's like me and Monzie had a very, we went back and forth. We flipped this thing over a million times actually on this couch.
Yeah.
And we were like, it's tough because it's like you do want to like help her out.
And help her before like they hate her. Yeah, I think that's, like, I could see Maya's intention. I think she's not very soft with her delivery.
Yeah, she's a little bit.
And so I think like, she could have approached that in a softer, gentler way. But she really pulled herself together and still went out. She cried right then, but then she went out like no problem.
Yeah.
The video footage of Lindsay and Carl at home just in their... They're addicted to each other. Now, talk about it. Love addiction. They should join Rachel in rehab.
Honestly. They are so...
Send them to Passages.
I just, like, don't want to see them on my screen.
They need to leave the house. I hate...
This
I
is
hate
not the place them. For them. I'm and happy they're happy.
Why...
But,
like, they... This Lindsay can't be fun. Used... I don't know. Carl has always given me a bit of a creep me chill. Too. And seeing them together is so gross to me. I don't know why. I can't stand... I don't like watching it.
Yeah. And then Danielle and Kyle, like, they got in a fight over them and then made up. And then they ended up kind of commiserating, being like, I have no idea, like, how to even categorize them in my life now.
Yeah. And I feel for Danielle. And I, like, I know that's not going to look good where Paige was saying to Danielle, like, you go hard for them. Do they go... I know that does seem like... They're rallying against Lindsay, but I think it's because it's in that bar scenario and they're drinking and that's where it's all going down. Yeah. But in another context, I do think that's true. A really good question. Like, yeah. I think Paige is seeing that pretty clearly. Like, actually, that's a really good question. Where is their support of Danielle? Like, Danielle's constantly supporting them.
Yeah.
But I never really see them writing for Danielle, even before they were together. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they use Danielle a bit.
Yeah, she's just like always going to be there as like.
And I think maybe she falls into that role because she went from main cast to supporting cast. But she has enough of her own shit going on. Yeah. Like, you don't need to be in that.
Yeah. And then Sierra really shut down that gross guy who's in the house who I don't even know his name.
Oh, my God. I loved the way Sierra was handling that. She was like,
no.
And she was just kind of like laughing at him like, wow. Okay.
You're really hitting on me right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Potomac, the Juan didn't come to the reunion. So annoying. Andy couldn't be more pissed.
I think Andy's finally over Robin and Juan. Yeah, and never forget, Juan was way too cozy with Darby, Demon Darby.
Yeah.
Who calls him I think Danny Pellegrino calls him Demon Darby. Michael Darby did the most disgusting man to hit Bravo, which says a lot. Yeah. Especially in this day and age. But no one else was like sexually harassing on camera.
Yeah, he's really
he got away with so much. But that was always the biggest question mark with Juan to me. I'm like, but why is he buddy buddy laughing, like grabbing butts with Michael Darby? Also, people are saying that picture of the girl that Juan cheated on Robin with, that she looks like her.
Yeah.
So when Karen said she looks like her, she just kind of meant like she's blonde. She looks like Robin. Maybe Karen thinks Robin looks like
her. Chris and Giselle had a...
Chris was... Okay. Screaming. I get that Chris is heated, but it would be more effective if he wasn't yelling like that at her. She's already saying... This is a woman saying she's uncomfortable...
Yeah, like Andy did.
Why would you approach it like that?
Andy was like, what you did was the feeling of discomfort. Like,
and that's what we cannot in this day and age say that isn't a thing. Yeah. Like, we can't dismiss that as a concept as a whole.
Yeah.
This situation is so convoluted and we'll never know what went down. But Chris is trying to say, like, that's not, unless I grabbed you by the pussy, shut the fuck up, bitch. Yeah. And he's using that tone, too.
Yeah.
He's, we've seen him talk to Candace that way.
Yeah.
I do not like seeing him talk to Giselle like that.
Me neither. And when Giselle stayed so calm during this whole reunion.
She always, she's my,
talk about yoga.
Yeah, I love to be powerfully angry, like silent angry like that.
I love to
But it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
And she was just like, at one point when he was saying, I forget what he was saying, but he was saying like something that happened and she was like, it did not. She was like,
yeah.
No, you didn't.
Oh, her asking him to go the
Oh,
room.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, no, like.
I also believe Giselle that she didn't say that. Like, she has been in these different situations. I also get her thing of like, I don't want to be alone with this married man in the room.
Yeah, like, I don't want anyone talking.
I feel like that it's weird to discount that part of it. It's like, no, that, like, why is everybody so black and white about it? Why can they not understand? Yeah. Like, I see that what she's presenting. Did she bring it up right?
No. It's not as deep. It's not like that deep. And I feel like she owned that.
Yeah.
Like she was like, but it happened.
And it's coming up because you're DMing other girls.
Yeah. And she brought
it
up.
And there's been other stuff where allegedly Chris is DMing other people. Like there's other DMs that are that circulate.
Okay.
So who knows what these Potomac men are out here doing?
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, I'm trying to think of any other highlights. There was just
me and G make no sense.
They're disgusting.
Him crying about her health stuff, though, I was like, okay, I don't know. I don't know what to feel.
That was crazy.
I mean, because she's fine. And like, if you have a scare, like usually you go through with the whole doctor's things and get the before you tell everybody.
Yeah. And what else was there? Jersey.
I caught up on Jersey. I had 2 episodes. Wow. I mean, Danielle and Rachel are stars, first of all. Thank God they finally got casting.
We were saying we want them. We want a spinoff so we have all their contacts and then we want to watch them.
I need a little buddy situation with them where we get their whole lives up until now.
Yeah.
Which I do want to go back and watch Danielle's. What did she do? She did like a true life Staten Island Sweet 16 or something like that. She's like done. She did
done
something.
Reality stuff before.
But I love her.
Yeah.
And Rachel. And I loved Rachel's family, her Nona.
But yeah, the girls got in a big fight at the
Oh my God, at Jen Wessler's. Is it Wessler?
I think so.
Now, see, I thought Jen Wessler was the one that supposedly Teresa and Jen called and asked about shit for Margaret for.
Oh.
But is that a different friend she broke up with?
Yeah, I think it's a different one.
Oh, and when they did list the friends that Margaret has fallen out with, I was like, oh, so true. And when Margaret was like so gung-ho about giving Danielle a second chance, I was like, get real, bitch. You don't know her. Like, I watched her on my screen. She's obviously unhinged.
I know.
Like, what do you mean? And she's like, let's all start from scratch. It's like, and then like, she's so offended. And then she's like, you can't let her in here. Then she's so gung-ho, like, she's gone. It's like, well, why are you? She does do that, orchestrating the group. Bring someone in. I hate them. They're toxic. Kick them out. Yeah. Like, trying to orchestrate the whole sitch.
Yeah.
Producing. The best of them get wrapped up in it. And that's usually their demise.
I know.
But I love March. Don't get me wrong.
It's the people that are... It's like the smart housewives, and then they're like, oh, like they can't help it.
Yeah, they can't help but get involved because they see how it goes down. Yeah.
So,
and they want to make good TV. It's also the housewives that want
the franchise to do well.
Yeah, to make good TV, make money. They're like, they're business about it.
Yeah, smart.
Smart ladies.
It doesn't nip them in the butt.
Yeah, sometimes they get too, when they get too emotional and they're producing and they get caught and then their egos are too big because they're like, oh, geez, it's all a disaster.
Oh, sheesh.
Not that Marge is OG, but she's been there a while. Not enough Dolores, I'll say that.
I know.
But it's a lot of Dolores and Frank next week, I think, at the softball game.
Yeah, I'm kind of like... I'm kind of like bored with that storyline.
Dolores.
Like, yeah, I kind of am like,
I just want her on my screen.
Something else. Yeah. Well, I want her there, but I feel like they're
teasing
like,
it out.
Yeah,
that Frank doesn't like him, but we have no footage or conversations yet.
Yeah, and there's gonna be in the middle of a baseball game, it seems.
Oh, we should go back. Jen Wessler's house, Wellner, whatever. That was one of the wildest screaming matches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They both were disgusting. But how can Margaret be
holier than thou.
Yeah, it's like screaming. Look like at that. What you say to her, though. Margaret has come for her since the day she came on the show, too. Jen said crazy shit to her about like the cheating and this and her mom. And but Marge said Jen, really crazy shit too.
Jen gets beat exposed over the head millions of times. Like,
yeah,
she gets,
no one gets up more times than Jen.
Yeah, and she really, like, she never really shuts down.
And she always is a mom, like, of five. And taking care of her grandparents.
She's got tenacity.
The way they dismiss her being a mom of five is so infuriating to me. I'm like, I have seen with my eyes now, up close and personal, what it takes to keep one baby running. Okay? It is terrifying.
Yeah.
Five kids, no nanny, that huge house. What the hell? Like, that is so crazy. That's more than a full-time job. And and he really is, like, acts like her employee. I thought I thought it was really nice that Melissa and Jen were understanding that about each other, until all of a sudden Jen had to talk shit about Margaret. And it's like, why would you ruin this?
Yeah, just like have a connection.
And she has no sense. It's like, of course that's going to fuck this up.
Yeah.
And she's going to tell her right away. They're best friends.
Yeah. And then we were watching Vanderpump Rules, like we mentioned, a whole different lens.
Oh my God, nothing makes sense. Oh, I sent you this video that's going around. Okay. But it's Lala and a producer talking, and she didn't realize, like, she knows, like, the audio supervisor can see, hears all their shit, like, the whole time they're mic'd, you know. But she didn't realize that her story producer is also hearing everything on time. He's like, yeah, that's how we know what stories to follow. Usually it's something we overhear and then we chase that story. Yeah. Like, she's like, you're kidding. She was like, I thought just Sean heard. And he was like, no, like, that's how we get you guys. He was like, that's how we get the story. That's how we know what's going on. Yeah. He was like, we usually overhear something and then we go, like, then we're like, Lala's got a film with Rachel or whatever, you know, like, that's how they're like, we're constantly listening and adapting. She was like, what? Oh. And Lala's smart, and everyone in the comments was like, was saying like, wow, Lala's a really good listener. She was really listening to this, what this producer's explaining to her.
You hear us in your ear?
Yeah, I hear everything y'all say. Oh, same thing Sean hears. I hear it all.
Holy shit, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I thought only Sean heard it.
Nah, we hear everything.
Oh, we're really being watched.
Because we don't know what's going to happen, because this isn't scripted. You know, we kind of have to anticipate your reaction. And some of the best stuff we catch is because we hear something and then we go seek it out. Like, when y'all think you slip away and then being super secretive, we hear it and then we go get it. And that's what everyone likes to see. They want to see that more intimate side. They want to know that this is really happening. This isn't just some fake TV show. And so when we listen, we have the ability to find those moments. And those moments are what make the show what it is.
You know, if someone says something to me that I don't like, you know my reaction. You immediately.
Right to you, yeah.
That is so crazy. My mind is blown right now.
She's not stupid. She knows, like, she's mic'd up. She's got that, like, there's someone in a van listening to every single fucking thing they say. Going to the bathroom if they're mic'd up. They listen to them pee, everything.
Yeah.
But what she didn't realize is that everyone has an in-ear.
Yeah.
And that's how, like, the cameras are like, oh, shit, we got to go find Lala in the bathroom. We got to go here. We got to go. She's like, you know, which makes sense. You don't understand the background schematics of, like, why are the cameras. You are trying to just, like, have this conversation, go about your business. Like, you aren't worried about, like, why that camera went there and why we're doing, why on my schedule I'm shooting this now. Like, you know.
And listening to Stassi's podcast, like, her being like, honestly, like, I loved how Taylor was like, I just have to ask, like, is this something that could have been just produced?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, like, the reason that, like, Vanderpump hasn't been doing super well is because it's real. And, like, that our lives their lives haven't been that interesting lately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's based on their real friend group scandals.
Yeah.
And
they found the worst people.
I didn't realize that Taylor Strecker was Stassi's co-host. I love Taylor Strecker. I used to listen to her radio show more. And I kind of got reinvigorated. I was like, ooh, that's a good.
Yeah.
She has a pod, too. So maybe I'll listen to her podcast.
It was nice. It was crazy to hear I mean, obviously that show would have the worst toxic waste effect on your mental health and life. So it was
and
nice
reliving
to hear,
everything.
It was nice to hear that she feels
at peace
she was,
and like can just live her life. Yeah, and we love that for our LMU girly.
We love that for Lion. So anyway,
and we like Bo. It's like give Bo peace.
I love
because it's true. You film it, you have your problems. Then it airs, then it's social, then it's the reunion, then it's then you're doing Watch What Happens Live and press, you're commenting, it resparks everything. You can you
it's
know
never
no
escaping.
Peace. And it's that's with Housewife, that's with any of the reality shit.
Yeah.
You know, horrible. It would it's gotta be really hard to do. But you know, they make their money and if they're smart they get out, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what or I love the way the Jersey Shore family reunion cast operates. Not to go back to my friends at the Jersey Shore. But
down the shore.
Down the shore, my Jersey girls. I just love how Jersey operates, you know. As a whole, I always identified.
You're a Jersey girl at heart.
Yeah. My longest boyfriend was from Jersey.
Yeah. I was born there.
See. Wait, I was going to say they fight, though, but they're always, like, they really have this understanding that it's like, no, we have to come back together. Like, we do this show, like, we don't like, we're a family. Like, we don't, we have these problems. Of course, there's drama, there's press. Like, please, like, they have really real, like, conversations about, like, that they're also living their lives publicly. Jersey Shore has found a good way to mix, because it's not breaking the fourth wall, I guess, when it's, like, fully intertwined. I don't know. It's, like, funny. It's just the way their show operates now. But
it's a different animal.
Yeah. But they have a good, well, I'm in the midst of a huge issue as we heard, but
as we did recap.
I do like that they have that understanding. And that's not really like they came up as kids all together. And I think VPR has that. Summer House probably has some of that, you know, but it's hard for the housewives to have that. You know, they're like these grown people with families and so much context
and
like there's so many layers there coming in at risk. Everyone online on the pods, the whole Bravosphere is quite concerned about the house situation with Ariana and Tom. And you'll remember here, that was my biggest concern at first as well. And I'm hearing feedback that that was valid because we saw that Tom refinanced the house, right? Again. And Ariana, like, I thought this the first go around when they were talking about how they were taking loans against their houses and stuff. And Ariana was very much like, that's his problem. That was last season, you know? And she kind of gave that again. Like that's his, you know, that's his response. But it's like, no, your names are both on this house. Like you, it affects you as well. Like, no, the bank isn't going to look at it. Not to go back to banks, talk about financial podcasting. We're financial advisors now.
Yeah, we are. If you have any questions.
The bank's not going to be like, oh, I see he's a douchebag and cheated on you. Yeah. And you broke up and like you're actually only responsible for your half of the house. Like, you know, but so how like she doesn't does she have the cash to buy him out of the house? Like they have a mortgage. How, what is going to happen? This is so stressful in regards to this house. And he's so broke and having to step away from these businesses. Even Tom Schwartz is crying at the airport about like, please leave my businesses alone. It's like, I don't think Tom and Schwartz and Sandy's were necessarily doing well.
Yeah, they're not raking it in.
But something about her does have a location just down the street from Sir in West Hollywood.
Something about her.
So it's happening.
Okay, sandwiches for
so
all.
So we hope good things for Ariana. Oh, Kristen did a podcast too.
Yeah, she's
been seen
real.
Filming. It's like, I don't know why people are calling for these old castmates to come back. It's like, why do I need their take on it?
Honestly, they already have
they actually
podcast.
Have nothing to do with this drama now, and it's going great for us.
Yeah, everyone's
this
like,
is the new people bringing drama. One other thing I was going to say. Oh, did you see the video going around of Ariana singing karaoke?
Yeah, was that recent?
Yes, okay, I think that was like on
question.
Stories.
Great like, voice.
Yeah.
Cathartic song for her.
Absolutely. Very
love
fun.
It. Singing You Oughta Know.
Yeah.
And perfect. Everyone's like, Tom Sandoval can never get her a band.
I know. And I was always so mad the way he weaseled into that cocktail book.
Oh, I know.
And Danny Pellegrino wrote it with them. So he was like reposting the TikTok people that were painting Danny. Over it and stuff.
Yeah,
and
oh my God. No. We are watching the Daisy Jones and the Sex. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know if I'm being like a bad sport or what, but
we are only two episodes in. Yeah, Megan thought we were on the second season. I was like, there's two seasons. I thought the first season just came out.
There's not two seasons.
The episodes just dropped. No, she said she watched it all and she thought the second season.
There's no second season. I think they came out in like two drops.
Oh, that something. Would make sense.
Yeah. But, you know, I just feel like no disrespect to the people that are doing their best work on this.
I mean
state.
Disrespect.
But like, I just feel like they could have gone somewhere else with the casting.
The casting is atrocious.
Yeah.
The tone isn't hitting.
It's a little hokey. Like, I want it to be seedy LA. I want like Euphoria vibes.
Yeah, like,
you know, like, and also I hate to say it, like, there's Daisy, the way that the book was presented to me in my gorgeous imagination, mm-hmm. like, there's something about her voice that is so irresistible.
Yes.
And fills a room.
And a scratch to it. Like, yeah. It's unusual.
Like, there's,
it's like
a rasp. Yes. There's like rock and roll. Like,
yes.
Stevie Nicks.
And even these outfits, I'm like, this is a Forever 21 top layered it's with very, a sequin vest. Yeah. What is happening?
Like, I was telling Monday, I was like, maybe, like, I think it's like the Hello Sunshine of it all is just a little too like bubblegum.
It's Hello Sunshine?
Yeah. It's Reese.
So, oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. I'm a little disappointed right at this very moment, but I am going to keep watching. Everyone's beautiful.
No, the Billy. Guy. Except for the, Billy. No, they showed us one flash of
beautiful.
A hot guy.
The girls are beautiful.
And then they put this 40-year-old tattered man. You think I went off about Outer Banks? Okay.
Yeah, honestly.
This man is somehow older than the Outer Banks man. I didn't know it was possible to find an older man. I only work between 27 and 33.
It's really confusing, all the jumping in ages for the different actors, because it's not that much of a difference. They could have used one person and just made 10 makeup.
How many times did I say I'm confused in the first episode? I kept being like, I cannot get a grip on who
I'm
we
confused.
Are and what time period we're in.
Yeah, like, I'm like, who is who?
It is.
And what is what?
The guy doing the flashback confessionals looks younger than the young Billy.
Yeah.
And I get that he's like a couple years older than the younger brothers and the friends, but why was the hot guy that's older than the friends not good enough to go?
Yeah.
Suki Waterhouse doesn't look 65.
No.
That is the most, but the more he's on my screen, I think he looks cute. It's just so jarring. There's not continuity in the age groupings.
No.
It's not that he's not cute. He's just, he looks the same age as his older character.
Yeah, and it's like, why confuse me more?
And if you're going to give me four different actors for the same character.
It's very the rehearsal. They're giving a fucking different actor for every minute.
Yes.
Of age.
Yes, for every minute. There is a four.
They're like flying in the 17 month?
Yeah.
18 month, baby. Great.
That is what's happening. Like, I'm like, okay, if there's four actors for this one guy, like, I don't know. The ages have to be so clear.
Yeah.
Because we're flipping, flopping back and forth. And I think we've strayed from the book story.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was telling Nancy, I was like, I actually don't really remember the intricacies of the story because I read it so long ago.
Yeah. It's, I'm a bit confused.
And we hold the book in such a high
I think that's
regard,
part of the problem.
So it's like, I'm probably going
to maybe it's an us
no
problem. Someone who's also read the book and is watching right in. Oh, I should have asked Margot.
I also, the Last of Us, I'm
everyone keeps
chipping my way
watch.
Through. Okay, there is an episode.
Do you think I'll like it?
Yeah, I actually think you might.
Really?
Yeah, there's an episode with Nick Offerman. Ooh. And it was like such a fucking good episode of television. It made me cry in a way at the end where I was like, I don't want to cry like this right now.
That was me just yesterday.
Yeah, like, I was like, I don't want to cry like this right now. Like, this is hurting me. But it was very emotional. And it's with the guy, what's his name? The guy who is the hotel manager in the first season of White Lotus.
Oh, yeah. Super famous guy. What's John?
Forgot his fucking name.
He was on the picture for the party last night.
Yes. And he was amazing. It was like this really great love story. It's definitely, they do a good job of balancing. Like, it's not all like just violence and killing. Mm-hmm. So there
to
is.
To even have to say that sentence to me, I don't know if that's for me.
I know.
Megan was insistent that I would like it last night.
I mean, it's a good show. It's a good show. It's the best. It's like the best of like that genre. But I feel like it, the genre has been done well a billion different times, you know.
But it's like it feels like an amalgamation mm-hmm. of like virus, apocalypse, zombie, murder. Like all like true
murder,
crime.
Sex porn.
True crime murder.
My dad's favorite genre. He,
sex porn.
Murder sex porn.
Murder sex
is
porn.
What he says he wants to watch. In front of our family. We're like, okay.
Me too.
He's no, like, I just need to have the sex, smoking, violence warnings before. Otherwise, I'm not watching it.
Very Sopranos.
Murder, sex, porn. Yeah, like,
I heard Yellowstone's a bit like that.
Oh, I would love to get into Yellowstone.
Slow. I tried once, but I might try again. Try
you
and
know
try
I
again.
Love a slow show.
I need to get caught up on Drag Race. I think it'll be better now that there's less queens there. I just, I was lost in the sauce.
Totally.
And I was absolutely devo to see, you know, about certain,
certain people leaving.
Certain people, yeah.
Okay, well, get back on that horse, mama.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. There's such bad things happening to his... Is it in Tennessee with the trans bills they're proposing?
Yeah.
Anti-trans bills?
Yeah. It's not good.
I was thinking, yeah. I was thinking I should have said something about news, but we didn't properly do news, really. So we'll just say, you know, support the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
I community. I watched the finale of Million Dollar Listing.
Okay.
It was really an emotional season. I do love Tracy Tudor, and I'm so glad that some of the other guys are gone and we get to see more of their personal stories and she's being showcased more. Because mm-hmm. she is such a fucking powerhouse real estate agent in LA. I mean, she is HBIC. I love to watch her. And I just listened to her on a podcast, Skinny Confidential, him and hers. I sent it to Jenny, too, because she's a real estate agent. And it's also, like, health folk. It's like, what do you eat? You know, yeah. Skinny Confidential is all, like, skincare, health. What are you eat? She was like, what are your habits? How do you stay so productive? Blah, blah, blah. And she's really out there doing it. I like to see that show. And I like to see the big houses. So, you know.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I should get involved.
It's easy one that, like, you throw on. You're cleaning your room, whatever. Or Sunday morning. Oh, I started watching the doc about the missing Malaysian MH370.
Oh my God,
plane.
I started that last night.
It is so, because I was wrapped up in what the fuck happened
when
that plane.
Going on.
Yeah, because that was when Twitter was useful.
Yeah.
You know, those times. Who even knows what's happening out there?
No like one does.
So, it's
God.
It's like,
to God's, my mouth to God's ears.
If he even can do anything about it.
I mean, and along those lines, the Murdoch murders.
Oh, I know. I'm not watching because should I watch that?
You might like it.
People are really wrapped up in that too.
Well, they Hannah told me that we found out this week that the guy got sentenced
yes.
to life in prison or
yes.
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a real asshole, this one.
Yeah, that's what
he's
it's
a fucking joker.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like deranged teen behavior, like being like such a shithead, aggressive. Like
really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you
So
have
is
to,
it gross to watch? Like, see, I don't know if I like am I learning anything there?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sad situation. A woman, a very sweet woman gets killed, you know?
Spoiler.
Well, it's the beginning.
It's called the Murdoch Murders.
Guess what? She's murdered.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I'm going to watch. I love the buzzy ones, but I also don't need to watch every murder doc, you know? And I like the more missed, like the Malaysian flight is so sad. And listening to these interviews with the families, like, there were all these cases of, like, you know, the mom gets on the plane, the dad gets on the plane. One of the pilots was married to a flight attendant for their whole careers. It had been their practice to, like, text you when I land. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
These people's families disappeared in thin air, supposedly, and for like so long they didn't know what was
yeah.
going on. It's
oh my
like,
God, this is nightmare fuel for me.
Yeah, it's sad enough, like, and but there's at least like mystery, intrigue. We're solving. Well, I guess you're solving a murder there, but you're
solving a murder.
But we're solving something, and it's like, I don't know. It's like outing bad actors and the you know, the man lying to us. It feels more gratifying to me.
Well, yeah, in and this is kind of similar in that vein, because it's like they try to cover, it's like a family that tries to cover things up, and then so it's like they try to frame like somebody else, and then it's they're getting
they eventually
the
found
out. So you might, I don't know, throw it on, see what you think.
Throw on the murder doc. On. And someone write in, should I let these guys ghost me on the app day of date, or should I get their fucking numbers?
Honestly.
And have all these random numbers of guys I'm like gone on one date with. Somebody write in who's more experienced on these apps.
Yeah, write in. We need help.
Do yeah, I will say, since we've been recording, the party guy texted me.
What did he say?
Hi, how was your night? What did you guys end up doing? What does he want with me?
Literally. Like, just say I just went home and took a lawnmower to my armpits.
I was like, oh, what? Where were we going? I was shook by the start of that.
A weed whacker to my armpits.
That's
just
what it
like
would
daddy
take.
Likes.
Just like daddy likes. Let's say.
Do you have a silver lining?
My silver lining is that even though I was ghosted on International Women's Day.
That's so fucking rude.
I lined a date right up for the following Wednesday.
And that's my girl.
And he looks hot as well.
We like him.
Yeah.
So far.
And I love that another boy came out of the woodworks. And I had a cute girly weekend. We got to see a lot of old friends in town.
I laughed and laughed and laughed.
Laughed and laughed. And although my clean laundry has sat inside my hamper since Wednesday morning, I do not have to do laundry on this blessed Sunday.
All right. My silver lining is...
The silver lining is really getting the reconnection with all our friends this weekend.
Yeah,
we had a cute friend weekend.
We had a cute friend weekend, and I'm happy that people are here. I'm happy my friend...
Sorry, I meant on mine, just because I said so many things. You still have to say yours.
Yeah, no, that's part of mine. That's part of mine. And I do feel...
Why are you trying to take your hand away from me?
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't.
I thought we were holding hands during this segment.
We are. We hold hands during this segment for the listeners. My silver lining is I do feel... I feel like
hilled.
Yeah, I'm feeling hilled.
I'm feeling hilled.
And I actually am realizing that I have a type. One of my green
Quirky.
Flags is when people like use the word rip. Like, let's rip it. Like, should we rip this?
That makes me think they're passing you a joint.
No, like it's like I've never been there, so let's rip that.
Like, I've never heard it.
So
it's good to know. I'll send them your way.
I like it. It's boyish and reminds me of like a high school fling. Like, should we rip it?
Yeah, because I do like, I like when guys, at first sometimes, especially with the apps, the guys text you like a bit
formal,
and then but I leave my texting, despite my family's objections, my texting is as loose with everybody as it is with Melissa. And yeah, so if I just text loose, they loosen up too, and then you get the, you know. Yeah, no, whatever. Yeah. Like, just like more like personality in the language. Yeah.
What?
I asked someone for their opinion on Daisy to see if it was just us. And she said, I haven't watched. What is it? And she's the one who told me.
What is it? I looked at the reviews and it has like 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
People are liking it.
She said, I haven't watched yet because she tried to watch with her boyfriend and he said nay.
Okay, so...
Which I get that, actually. It's not really for
it's
boys.
It's not for the men.
I kind of wish it was, like, One Tree Hill vibes, even. Like,
I know.
I need it to, like... It's really dark, like, the filming of it. Not all parts. Like, the interviews are lighter, but, like, them giving a CDLA is, like, showing the outside
black,
the whiskey for 2 seconds, and it's dark. And, like, I need a bit more, like...
Daytime
where,
shots.
Yeah, where was the lot? Like, I need some recreation of the vibe.
All right, girls.
See you never.
Over and out.
Don't call. Don't race. I love you. Good night. I love you. Good night.